Well, we spoke before the game. It was going to be a tough test for you, and so it proved today.
Yeah, definitely. We were under no illusions. It was going to be a tough test. We felt for 30, 35 minutes. We went toe-to-toe with them and did well. But for a 10-minute spell towards the end of the first half, we allowed them to push us back a little. We played 4-3-3 today and attempted to push two wide men further forward. And we stressed to the lads we didn't want that to become a 4-5-1. And for a 10-minute spell, they forced us to be a 4-5-1. And everything that we put forward came straight back and ultimately led to the first goal. We thought the second was unfortunate in terms of timing and stuff. But it was 1-0 at half-time we'd have not been happy with, but we'd have taken. 2-0 was you know a bit of a kick. So and second half was then going to be an uphill struggle, and it was. It's no excuses because Chase Down deserved the victory today. But we've got players out there today who've not had too much football lately, and at 2-0 when we needed to push on, we really couldn't. Mm. We hadn't got the legs, so it was. It was difficult, and you know I got lads making debuts who haven't played at all this year and haven't done a pre-season, and right. Having a forced substitution with the centre forward coming off, leaving me with two, it was quite a difficult second half. But you know they got another, and they maybe could have had another one, but I suppose there was a penalty shout for us as well, and you know on another day who knows, but it's the FA Cup, isn't it?
Well, I was thinking that because I was looking at the first half. I thought, well, there's a lot of chances not being taken here.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, look, hang on, if Bournemouth get one and take it.
That's it. You know? I mean, I think we had one in between their two goals where it flashed across the goal and the first lad missed the header, the second lad connected but got nothing behind it. And there were other chances as well. And for both teams, really, it was quite open at times. It was a good, entertaining game. Great crowd. You know, good for the club. It's just a shame that we couldn't. We could have put something in the back of the net and you know, made them a little nervous.
So looking forward, then obviously the games are always coming thick and fast at this level of football. When are you going to get some players back?
Well, we've got we've hopefully got some lads back this week. As I said, there's certainly five, maybe six that would start that we're missing, and there's a potential of getting two or three of those back this week. We've already tried to bring in some players. I've got some approaches in for a couple of lads, so we may have a few new faces as well to support us and to help us. So, you know, we've got to try and get over the injuries and not use them as an excuse and try and kick on and kick start. You know, we'll work hard to do that.